There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKinnon. Let's begin with updates from Israel. And as the country continues to cement ties in the Arab world by continually demonstrating its commitment to economic and technological collaboration, this time a bilateral agreement for energy cooperation has been signed between Israel and Morocco. The agreement involves joint research into rechargeable batteries, recycling, solar energy, the hydrogen economy, and solving Morocco's major challenge of storing and transporting its energy to neighboring countries such as Spain. During the ceremony, representatives from both countries in the political and energy fields hailed the agreement as crucial to a world encountering a daily increase in social and climate change, emphasizing an urgent need for clean, renewable resources to counter these growing threats to the planet. Let's continue on the road to success, and the University of Haifa has received a $10 million donation from the Herta and Paul Amir Foundation for the development of the Herta and Paul Amir Technology Complex, which aims to enhance entrepreneurship and innovation initiatives in Israel's northern region, and also in the process, increase access to education and employment opportunities for its diverse student body. The donation also aims to further increase the diversity of the country's workforce. The University of Haifa currently boasts the most diverse student population of all Israeli universities, with its students originating from throughout Israel, reflecting various religious backgrounds to socio-economic classes. The $10 million gift is part of the university's visionary $150 million fundraising campaign to create infrastructure and expand research in areas of equality, environment, health and humanities, as well as technology to deal with the current global challenges. It Could Happen Here is a recently released book highlighting genocide, murder, acts of bias, systematic discrimination and hatred towards Jews that occurred for more than 5,800 years, at a time when Jews were banished from many lands and fought to keep their homeland. Speaking during an event marking its release, author and Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt impressed upon all attendees that similar prejudicial and conflicting events could possibly occur throughout the United States based on an alarming rise in anti-Semitic activity in recent times. During the launch ceremony, Greenblatt pointed out that the aim of his book is to act as a personal ADL guide against hate, needed to combat discrimination, a dominant and biased social media influence, whilst providing wisdom and tools to deal with such matters, and also present memorable personal stories. Almost 100 years old and banned by the Nazis for its betrayal of soldiers' anti-war message, All Quiet on the Western Front is a book which focuses on the experiences of World War I as seen through the eyes of a German soldier, and Netflix viewers can soon look forward to its adaptation on screen. German filmmaker Edward Berger says the film, based on the book, reflects German shame, mourning and guilt, a message which he believes will resonate with viewers. He added that the movie, which has been selected as Germany's submission for the 2023 International Feature Film Oscar, also aims to show, as he puts it, the perspective of the vanquished, including the signing of the armistice after World War I and harsh conditions which were imposed on Germans, who later aided Nazi propaganda to justify nationalism and the outbreak of World War II. The film will be available worldwide on Netflix in October. And happy Friday, everyone. And as we usually do, let's reflect back on what made or is making headlines this week. More Jews prayed this year on the Temple Mount during the holy days of Rosh Hashanah, twice as much as compared to 2021. New laws recently implemented by many countries guarantee a return of artifacts looted by the Nazis to their rightful Jewish owners. In South Africa, Jewish authorities await clarity following an announcement by the Department of Home Affairs that foreign rabbis will no longer qualify for permanent residency and work permits. And 30 years ago, Brendan Fraser and Matt Damon starred in School Ties, which is considered a cult classic on anti-Semitism. The film is also regarded as one of the few mainstream Hollywood films to focus on anti-Semitism in non-Jewish schools. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on skyfm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.